Okay, well, could we hear from the auditor, Mr. David Kenny from Hall Chadwick? He signed the account saying that the net asset backing is $1.47 a share, the stock's at 54 cents. So clearly, the directors and the auditor are way over the odds in terms of what the market thinks we're worth. Can he take us through his thinking as to why there weren't bigger write-downs? And I guess the key issue on the accounts is, what's the situation with our banking covenants if we were to take a write-down? So, like with ABC Learning, you had this tricky situation where if auditor imposes write-down, it causes breach of covenants. Very difficult situation for an auditor. So where are we at with our covenants? And I want to hear from the auditor on how he can justify saying we're worth almost three times what the market currently thinks.
I can take that. My name's Thomas Berrigan, the CEO, and obviously the CFO through a lot of this period. If I can just try and address your question first, because obviously the accounts are prepared by management and the board, and then are audited by the auditor. So I may be able to provide you with the insights you need for your question. Basically, we follow the accounting standards, accounting standard AASB 7, which demands that we hold our assets at fair value. The assets we hold, these purchased debt ledgers, are not a tradable instrument. There's no share market for them. Sure, there's a share market for the price of our stock, but not for the sort of assets we hold. So in accordance with that standard, we use a valuation technique. And the details of that are fully disclosed in a note to our annual report. Basically, the valuation technique we use is discounted cash flow, and there are a number of assumptions that go into that. The first is obviously expected future collections on our asset. The cash costs of collection, labour, rent, everything else that's required to bring this money in. And thirdly, a discount rate. We've disclosed in our accounts that we are using a discount rate of 15%. We have also disclosed a sensitivity in our accounts. So we've said we don't, the board doesn't necessarily have a mortgage on what's correct or accurate. It's possible that other parties looking at our assets with the same knowledge we have around them may ascribe different assumptions. And in particular, the sensitivity that we have provided is that it is possible that someone could look at our collections and say that our expected future collections could be 5% lower or 5% higher than the expectation that we have used. We've also included another sensitivity on the discount rate. People may say that for the type of asset we're holding, that 15% may be either too high or too low. And I think we provided a range of either 12% or 18%. So that's how we've approached it. In terms of the second leg of your question, which is our banking covenants, we have also provided quite extensive disclosure in our accounts on that as well, and did so at the investor briefing, and there's a presentation on our website back in August. But we have in place a three-year facility in Westpac, which was renegotiated and extended on June 30, 2008, and so it runs till the 30th of June 2011. There are two covenants, or there's several, obviously there's several undertakings and covenants. Two critical covenants, probably one in particular that is pertinent to the question you raise, and that is an asset cover ratio, whereby the total amount outstanding, or the total value of our ledgers has to be a minimum of 1.5 times the amount we have borrowed under the facility. So, and that does step down over time, so that at the end of the facility, that asset cover ratio must be 2 times. So the basically, you know, thinking about it in terms of your home mortgage, it's a loan to value ratio. So at the moment, that is set at 67%. Towards the end of the facility, that will step up to 50%. Now, in terms of a write down, the sensitivities that we provided, the discount rate, and the discount rate were 18%, so the worst case in the board's view, and expected future collections were 5% lower, worst case in the board's view. If those two things were to apply, the projected write-down or sensitivity that we've disclosed in our accounts is approximately $18 million. If the company were to take an $18 million write-down today on the calculations, there wouldn't be any breach of banking covenants.
I think also, Stephen, we looked, and Thomas does his presentation update on what the performance of the assets are delivering as well. Then again, it will give further evidence about the validity of the valuation that's there. Because obviously, in terms of valuing these, it's your expected return from these assets. It's the justification of the actual value that runs. And so, as I said, I believe this company is quite transparent in terms of how it values that. And again, I draw shareholders' attention to the material that is on the website, particularly that that was posted following the announcement of the annual results. You'll see the CEO summary there, and it gives you a whole degree of new information and transparency that's never been provided by the company before, and I don't believe is disclosed by any of our competitors.